Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zach building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
We are
Old Souls
Revival.
And this
is
the
Rock
Paper
Podcast
with Shane
Presley.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with the guys of the Old Souls Revival. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey Shane.
Hey. Hello, Shane.
Hey.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, everybody.
This is, we did a little one quite a while back with Jeremy and Neil and hanging out in foam. This is a much different situation with everybody here today and in Jeremy's living room, so it's a little less crazy. No,
yeah.
No Zach Squatch. I hope maybe he'll show up.
He'll show up.
You never know.
I should text him if you want.
Right.
He ain't going to be awake for another 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, so. Right. But no, that was a fun hang. But this is cool because we got a brand new record due out. We have a big release party. We got a lot of things happening. So this is exciting times for the Old Souls Revival for sure. So let's talk about this. We got the big party January 13th. You can pick up the brand new record titled just number 3.
Old Souls Revival, self-titled.
Oh, self-titled, okay. I know, like, I guess it's the third record, though, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So that's kind of the I guess, the other...
We've been hashtagging
right,
that,
yeah.
We tried to come up with some to roll it out, you know, its own special hashtag, you know, so...
Right.
Just trying to keep up with the millennials, you know, what I mean? All the kids these days with their hashtags, you
taking
know.
Taking over the world.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can search the progress of it, I think, probably by hashtag OSR3. You can just see sort of when we came up with that idea up until today. You know, so.
Yeah. So we got January 13th at Old Rock House with Pono AM and Le Pons, right?
Mm-hmm.
So... some great support from some of our friends here, and it's going to be a wild night. You can pick up the record that night. I guess we'll have physical copies on CD, right?
Yes.
And posters and
mm-hmm.
all kinds of fun merch as well. So
that's right.
T-shirts.
Yeah, shout out to House of Eight Legs for
oh, yeah.
coming through with the design on the t-shirts last minute. Also, Greg Davis for helping with the design. Sleepy Kitty did the posters. We're unsure who did the sticker design, so if you're listening to this,
yeah,
and it was you should shoot us an email and let us know. I mean, we just get so much fan art, you know. we can't keep track of it all, you know. But
yeah, you guys, so this record, you said you guys recorded it all at Native Sound, and you were telling me. You recorded most of it over 72 hours or something like that?
Yeah, Easter weekend.
Yeah? That's nuts. I don't know. Like, maybe that's normal for you guys or whatever. I don't know. But like, to me, that just seems like crazy to get in there and knock it out that fast and stuff. But I guess if you go in well-rehearsed and prepared and stuff, so, but...
Yeah, we did 12 songs in 3 days. Less than 3 days.
Mm-hmm. I feel like for the last two albums, we've said... let's go in as prepared as possible, just because, you know, when you're on the clock and you're paying to be there, mm-hmm. that's typically the smartest idea. That, you know, you can miss out on some stuff because sometimes writing in the studio and going with your gut could trust yourself, but we were able to do some of that in there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that. By no means were we married to the versions that we walked in there with, but
even a few of those tunes, we just sort of had rough ideas of where it was going and then hashed it out. Like, I Don't Know is probably the best example. It was not going to sound that way, or the way it does on the record. And then Josiah was playing some AC/DC and
and then we played it the way we played it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of my favorites from there, from the record. I really dig that tune.
It's funny because we were in there and David Beeman, one of the guys that was engineering the project, he said, hey, you know, I think if you guys want, you know, we can just try one, you know. We'd kind of gotten through everything we had, and we kind of looked around like, and then, you know what I mean? We had never talked about really doing it, I don't think. It was on a tentative list when we went in, but we didn't think we'd get to it. But he suggested that we kind of try it and spent an hour maybe or so, and then got, I don't know, it was kind of nice to have him say, hey, you know, we got time to try one. You know, it was just kind of, it freed us up because we were all kind of like, let's get all this done, you know, type of thing. But
yeah, that's, I love those kind of stories, though, that you know, that even how much these songs kind of come to life in the studio. You know, you guys did have an idea, but the way the just putting your minds together when you're on the clock in there and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And, that's always fun for me to, and maybe people have heard these songs in another way or whatever, but then, you know, to what do you finally end up cutting it on the record and stuff, and how it turns out, if a producer, you know, had tweaked an idea, hey, let's do it this way this time or something like that, and those different things, those are always fun stories for me. So
yeah,
it's definitely an old song, predates the band.
There's probably three tracks on the album that predate the band, not just this formation, but like even Old Souls Revival in air quotes. Like, we started out originally, Pete, myself, and Jeremy, as Pete Moss and the North Side, and then we started introducing a couple songs, and two of them are on this record, were in our original formation set lists, you know what I mean? So, like Pete said, they don't sound anything like they do today. But that was
a lot less reggae.
For some reason it felt a little bit more right per se to add them to this record than maybe it did in previous albums, you know.
Yeah, you guys, what do you feel, how you guys grown in three albums? Like, is there anything different when you guys go into the studio this time around? Or
Josiah and Dan wrote songs for the record, which is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Like, Neil's written all the lyrics and the general ideas for a lot of the songs for the last two, and then having different vibes, different direction, which is cool.
Right.
Josiah wrote a punk rock song, and Dan wrote a little anthem.
So. Yeah. Yeah, well, that's Irish...
Irish Girl.
Mm-hmm. Irish Girls. And then what was... and then, so Josiah sang that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Dan, which one was it?
Change.
And then, I was listening, and like, you could hear... I was pretty sure, but I wasn't positive what, like, exactly how that went on, how the chose the different vocals on those, but it was cool to hear some different stuff throughout the record and things.
Yeah.
So it's nice. It's nice that this is like a true collaborative group, you know, like all five of you, you know, and stuff like. And so that's that was really cool to see throughout the record and stuff.
Yeah, I think too. This album, Pete and myself had co-written a couple of tunes for the prior two albums, and even Jeremy and myself co-wrote something on the first record, but. For the new one, we had just gotten Josiah in the band sort of recently. I don't know when was that, roughly, like the beginning of this year? Or
beginning of last.
I think right before Pete went overseas. Or I'm sorry, went to
Basic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it would have been early last year, 2016. So
we had, while Pete was gone, Josiah was filling in, and the reason I bring it up is because, you know, we were practicing down in the basement, and we kind of did like a, hey, does anybody have anything that they were lying around? And he had the last track, like the music part of it, at least the first half, My Favorite Drug. And so, you know, I had some lyrics laying around. He had this guitar part that I think he had something for, but he didn't maybe like that originally. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't like it, and you had... That seemed to work out that way a lot, actually, but I just had the music that I couldn't get rid of, and then you were like, oh, well, I've got these lyrics laying around, and so we mashed them together, and then eventually it actually molded and sounded like it worked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that the reason I bring that up is that's one of the collaborative, you know, that's like a happy to have that on the album rather than me just coming in and saying, hey, here's how this goes, and not saying that that's how it happens.
And Pete's got the last part of that song.
Mm-hmm. Pete wrote the last half to the tune too, which, you know, which is nice, and luckily for that, the vocal melody was could just stay the same. So I didn't have to do a ton of work, you know. So my favorite drug, I just can't get enough. I'm one breath from an addiction. Time's my favorite drug. Time's a gateway drug. It introduced me to the harder stuff. It's the reason I regret all the things that I've done. Time's a gateway drug. But yeah, I'm just saying that there are some of the more collaborative efforts, I think, on this record, with just like everybody kind of writing their own parts, really, and doing really whatever to do sonically. You know, we were pretty open to all of it, I feel like.
Yeah. Anything besides how it came together? Anything else you guys want to share about that? My Favorite Drug. You said you wanted to share it on the show today and give people a chance to hear a sneak peek of what you guys have been up to.
A lot of parts of that also happened similarly to the I Don't Know song in the studio. For instance, the coolest part about the song happened whenever Pete just went, oh, I'll just play something in the middle of the studio.
Right.
And when it was all said and done, we went, wow, that just made the song. So
seriously what he's saying type of shit. We're all sitting in there and we're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Because he did like five or six takes and each was a different beat of a what? Like a slide thing. So then it's like, what? And just kind of like, what is this? And then got tucked in there. I'm like, oh, that's what this is. Like he saw the finish line way early on. And that, I was like, okay.
And we chopped off the whole front end of the tune too. Yeah. We like got back to two different versions where we had an intro to the tune and then decided to cut the whole intro off and it just starts right on it.
Nice.
And you'll never get to hear the intro. Dun, dun,
dun. Yeah. You guys were kind of talking about some of Pete's stuff, and you said that this is the last couple of shows, right? This is, you got the 13th, but then you also guys will be over at Stagger Inn on, what was that?
25th in Edwardsville, Illinois.
Yeah. That's going to be the final hoorah. We started at the Stagger, and we're going to close it down.
Yeah.
And we're going to make Tim regret booking us.
Yeah. So that's going to, I mean, should be a fun night for music and everything, but it be also, I'm imagining, pretty emotional and stuff. As,
yeah. So. It's been a long time with this band. They're family to me, so.
5 years, right?
Yeah, 5 years. So,
And you're out, and what you're going? Where are you going?
I'm going to Japan for 2 years. Yeah, with the Air Force Band.
Is it like the type of thing where it's a city outside of Japan, but you just don't want to explain that it's not? You know what I mean? Like people are like, "Yeah, I live in St. Louis," but they actually like live in Eureka. Or whatever.
You know what I mean? Like, it's the Air Force Base I'll be at is. About an hour roughly west of Tokyo.
Sure.
So, be there for a couple of years traveling around the Pacific as well. So, should be a new adventure.
Yeah. I know exactly what Neil's talking about, though. I say I'm from St. Louis a lot just because it's easier. I'm from Wentzville. So.
I mean, Japan's yeah, big, right. So it's like, where at Japan? Right. I mean, it's pretty big.
How much bigger than Illinois?
There's a lot of cities. There's a lot of provinces. I don't know what you call it.
Size of California, probably.
Right. Yeah, roughly, yeah.
Guys, that's big. Right. Get over it.
They still want to be their own little country. They're trying to break off.
Yeah. You guys also wanted to share another tune, and this one's called As Good As It Gets. Anything we want to share on this one?
It's my favorite song.
Yeah?
I'm not sure if I can do it again. The same old stories and the introductions. The holiday parties and the meeting your parents. I'm not sure if I can do it again. So trust me, babe, when I say that this is as good as it gets. Sitting here over ice cold beer with zero to little context about my life and the things that I'm trying to get from this. So trust me, babe, when I say emotions, dealing with your annoying friends. I'm not sure if I can do it again.
Is this, I guess this is based upon the movie. You guys are big fans of the movie.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson. he's one of the greats, yeah. You know. But I really just feel like, I think that movie is about OCD, right?
I've never seen it. I don't know.
Well, shame on you. Shame on you. I think if I can remember, he like has to switch the light switch a certain amount of times, and he has to... Yeah, so I wanted to make an anthem for people with OCD, you know, so that they could sing, and, you know, that's what we're going for. If you'll notice, there's an odd number of, you know, so it really just settles with everyone's clicks and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know.
You just made all of that up.
Yeah. If you're listening and you have OCD, I don't know whether to apologize or not. I'm not sure if that was offensive, so I don't know. But no, I don't know. I think we had this. We did some writing on this. I only had like the, I think I had the first bit, and I had the lyrics for the whole thing. But I knew that I didn't want to just kind of do like a typical verse chorus, or at least it didn't feel right to do a standard verse chorus in the sense that the verse progressions would be the same. You know, so we ended up kind of writing together on like the, what I would call maybe the second verse or something. So that was another collaborative effort. I would say that I'm super proud of. For a while it was my favorite song on the record, and we thought about kicking the whole album off with that song, but you know, I don't know.
Wait, yeah. It's not?
No.
No, it's not.
Oh, we did.
Josiah just found out the track listing right now. So.
It's that leave beard.
Yeah, man.
That's where Josiah starts the record, so he just skips ahead.
Yeah, he just skips four or five tracks, yeah.
I'm excited to see you guys performing. I mean, so you said some of these you guys have played live, but not... I guess in this, the 13th is might debut some of these new ones, or
for sure.
Yeah, I think we played them once right before we went into the studio. All of them,
every song
had at the time.
Maybe 10.
Probably 10 of them at the Crack Fox, where there was like.
You know. Oh yeah, yeah, that makes sense. We've all tried to block that from our memory. You know. But well, no, that's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah, but I don't I think there's going to be a few that haven't been played out.
Yeah, we'll do. We're going to try to do as much of the record as we can. We'll see how much we can get through.
Yeah.
And we got some horn players coming in, which will be cool.
Yes. You know, speaking of that, we had Luke Klein. I don't know how to pronounce his last name properly. Dowd, maybe. But he came in and he kind of helped us arrange a lot of the horns in for four songs on the recordings, which it turned out to be like, it surpassed what, you know, I had conceived, you know what I mean? I was glad to have somebody who knows what they were doing. And then we made some calls last minute, got people in there, like, you know, Cody, hey, can you make Cody it in 30 place. Minutes? Yeah. You know, it's like, we call someone, hey, we're interested in, see if you could do some horns for the album. Oh, cool, when? 20 minutes? Can you kick me out? You know,
we're so, here.
So, yeah.
Trying to make it happen.
A lot of that is like, we lucked out, like, you know.
Yeah.
A lot, you know. That's serendipity me. Really came through. Whoever was available, a.k.a., you know what I mean?
Cody but, Henry, yeah. Trombone and sousaphone.
Austin Chabalski.
Saxophone, and then Luke.
And Luke trumpet. On trumpet, yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Big thanks to all those guys.
Yeah, yeah, great job. And that was so awesome. And we're going to try to replicate some of that at the CD release party there.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that'd be cool. I've never seen Old Souls with horns, so that's going to be fun.
We haven't either. Yeah. We're excited for it, too. Yeah.
All that was done in post.
Yeah. Very cool. And again, tickets are available today. You can head over to MetroTix, right?
Yeah.
And pick up some tickets or cash at the door and stuff, yeah. whatever works. But yeah.
The cheapest option is to go to the Old Rock House today before the show, go in person and pick up tickets.
Yeah.
I think they're $10 if you do that.
Yeah, if you go there today.
But day of the show, they're person. 12. Yeah. And then I think if you order them online, there's probably some fees.
Yeah,
whatnot.
They're $10 online, but there's some fees.
For convenience. So. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You gotta charge for convenience. Sure. Come on.
And again, opening up the show, we'll have Le Pons and Pono AM, two great acts out of St. Louis as well. So that's really going to be a lot of fun. Great night of music for sure. So
I think we're going to try something different too. We're going to have Le Pons open the show, then we're going to play, and then Pono, we're just going to party.
The so after party. Yeah.
So we're going to make sure that we don't have to like do stuff at the end. You know what I mean? Like tear gear down and all that. We're just going to be like, getting kicked out. You know, all we have to do is just get thrown out
of our own show.
I think that's a great idea. My friends had done that before for their record release party. They got one of their favorite bands to play after them, and then they just got drunk and watched the show and had a great time. And I think that's a great idea for a party. So. So that'd be fun, yeah, for sure. That's all, you know, the record we got, that's coming out. That'll be in, I'm sure, be available digitally everywhere.
On our website, oldsoulsrevival.com, be available there. Bandcamp, iTunes, Spotify, right. Everywhere that music is sold.
And that is all supposed to be out the 13th?
Actually, everything online will come out the 12th.
12th, okay.
Yeah, day before.
Yeah.
Give people a chance to learn all the lyrics.
So come sing along.
Yeah. Bring your clapping hands.
Yeah.
Right. We said the 25th for Stagger Inn as well. So we got a couple dates there. But the rest of 2018, I mean, what do we have some other big plans? I mean,
tour.
Yeah.
We're going to try our damnedest to get on the road and take the songs to some other cities.
Japan. We're going to be real big in Japan.
Yeah, we're going to have to get out there, you know. But that's going to be a long, long haul. So
I'm going to put the whole band up in my dorm room. yeah. Huge in Japan.
Right? Yeah, man. That would be pretty wild, though.
Like, I think today we need to start the new hashtag, OSR in Japan 2018.
There it is.
It's kind of like, you know, I just, the law of, you got to put it out in the universe.
Start the movement, man.
So. Yep.
Yeah. That would be, I think that would be great, man. That would be fun to see you guys on the road and getting out, you know, starting spreading the word, you know, getting everybody else on board. So hopefully we'll get that happening here. Get out there and make some new OSR fans.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm sure you guys are always writing and stuff too. I mean, even though we just got brand new record, but I'm sure you guys are already thinking about the next project and everything else too. So, I'm sure there'll be plans to record again soon or something before too long.
Probably.
So, yeah. But you can follow everything at Old Souls Revival. On Facebook and Instagram, right?
We got and that. Our website,
and
yeah.
The website, oldsoulsrevival.com. And we got a lot happening for you guys.
Yeah, we're excited. I think 2018 is going to be, I mean, obviously we're beyond sad to see Pete go, you know, but I think we're all stoked for him as a friend, because it'll be a good opportunity for him, and hopefully it'll shave off some of his time, you know, so, and then he'll be, I'm taking a bet, I'd like to state it, I think he's gonna, I don't know if he's gonna be like, sorry guys, I like it over here, changing my number, see, you know, like, that's my guess, so right. I don't know, but, yeah, we're super sad to see Pete go, and I don't know, like, we've talked about getting another guitar player, but I don't know if we're going to.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. So
I think we're gonna figure out how to get like Skype working so well that we can like just while Pete's in his dorm, just
live stream
him. Yeah. Playing.
Hologram Pete.
There it is.
I mean, like, it's the 21st century. You know?
That's about as useful as I am on stage, anyway. Yeah.
I did just watch Home Alone. We could probably, you know, get that set up, you know, to get the strings going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that idea. Yeah. It's a lot of string. Yeah.
He's need a Pete puppet.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. You guys, we did just celebrate 2018, New Year. We're recording this on the 1st. Do you guys, is anybody still making resolutions this year? Nothing? No.
Yeah. We're all perfect individuals.
Yeah.
Yeah. My resolution was to give up resolutions.
Right. So, nailed it.
Yeah, I'm doing great so far. I mean, no, but it's the first year I haven't really thought about that, which I don't know if that's good or bad. It could be sad.
Suck a little bit less than 2017.
Yeah.
Just all across the board.
I did see stuff like memes or whatever made up. Like, you know, it's like, in 2018, I'm going to, you know, finally get those goals that I set in 2017 that I was going to go do in 2016.
Because I procrastinated from 2015. Yeah.
I feel a lot, I relate to that a lot, you know, just like, just more of the same stuff. Just
I think you got to come to terms with yourself if after 5 years you haven't really completed. Right. Not saying you shouldn't try again, but like, come on, just face the music, folks. Like,
yep. I haven't really made anything resolution-wise. I just keep on trucking, you know? Mm-hmm. Keep on.
You're going to, what your resolution is instead of 15 podcasts a day, do 20 a day.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I see you out here. So many. Gosh.
All right, man. I did do the math the other day since it was the end of the year, and I was like 183 episodes I put out into this.
So. Yeah, slow clap, man.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
That's so great.
Pretty.
You know, we appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Yeah, pretty crazy to think about, you know, 183 episodes in 2017 and, like, you know, but I think I can beat it.
So. Yeah. You're off to a good start here.
Yeah. This is my second one today. So.
Nice! Yeah. Who else was on?
I recorded with Song Day Afternoon.
Over nice. There, Tommy and Will.
Yeah.
How did it go?
Went well. We had a good time. Yeah. Talking about... highlighting some of what they're up to, so yeah, man, it was a good hang.
They're doing some good stuff. I like that little
Definitely.
Project they
yeah,
got.
Yeah, check out Song cool Day thing. Afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
on there.
Yeah, I got a song on there. Check out my song specifically on Song Day Afternoon. Okay?
Yeah. Well, and
it's called Humble.
And,
yeah, it's called Humble.
Kendrick Lamar cover.
Humble. Yeah, they're it's cool, man. I dig what they're doing, and it's just fun to see people getting creative in our community, you know, doing different stuff, whatever it is, whether it's, you know, making music or video or pictures or whatever. It's just fun to
podcast,
podcast maybe. But there's just a lot of people wanting to do cool stuff and work together, and it's just exciting times, man. So, I mean, you know, just like even what you guys were saying to the people you've collaborated with, to the pictures and art and all that stuff, stickers and
stuff. Thank you, Nate Burrell, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hell
for those pictures and the just good hang.
Yeah.
During taking those photos for the record.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, they, we got some, posted a bunch of pictures from the studio.
Yeah, and Nate Burrell took those as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we got the album artwork, obviously, too. And so, yeah, some good stuff. And it's like I said, it's just cool that you can, let alone they're your buddies, but they're, you know, very talented as well, and they want to help out and make cool stuff like that.
It's true.
What do you got there, Neil?
Champagne, you want some?
Hey, it's a celebration, might as well.
Hallelujah. Yeah, Nate Burrell's one of my favorite photographers, man, and I was happy that we got the chance to work with him.
Yeah. Provided by Ali Vogler, who's in the room with us today.
Yeah.
Sang a track on the record as well.
Yeah.
Little shout duet. Out
Hi. Yep, we, I was going to say also with that song day we talked about, Ali's episode, I guess that was the first one they said. The first song day episode they released was...
Yep, was The Night song, We Unwound was the first one they did.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's a little fun trivia effect.
Now you can go check out Ali Vogler's song day afternoon, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, here's to Old Souls, man.
Yep, cheers.
But yeah, check out the record. Going to be everywhere soon. And again, come to the party on January 13th and come pick up a physical copy and take home with you, and it's going to be a good night.
Yeah.
Come get hammered with Old Souls and watch Pono Way In. So.
Yeah. Unless you're underage, right, yeah, okay, it is 18 and up. Yeah. We need these kids staying sober.
Yeah.
Someone's got to drive us home.
Yeah, geez Louise. Can you be 18 and Uber?
I don't know.
Like, is there an age limit to Uber?
Mm. I hope the driver.
Yeah, I hope the driving age.
Yeah, other than the driving age.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I just, could you imagine like getting in and there's just some 18-year-old kid like, hey man,
he's just the smart one. Yeah, he's the kid that's
He's got the side hustle going.
He's like, well, I don't have to worry about anything. I know I'm not drinking. I can't drink.
Yeah. Yeah.
Making more money than all of us.
Yeah, right. Living at home with mom and dad, Uber driving.
The last, it was either Uber or Lyft. I don't want to discriminate because they're both useful services, but I don't remember. The guy who was my driver, he was like asking me where I was going, and I told him, and he turns out he's in a band. So he like started showing me all his band stuff, and it was pretty interesting. Cool. You ever been in like a situation where you had to listen? Like you couldn't go? You know what I mean?
Just let me out here.
Yeah, actually, this is fine. I'll walk. You know what I mean? But it was kind of strange. I was like, okay, he'll show me one and then we'll move on. Nope. Multiples. Yeah. It was good. It was good. I just, like, all right, cool.
Didn't expect
it. I felt like he was trying to pitch me something. I'm like, I can't do nothing for you.
I do think that, I imagine that'd probably be great networking, though. I mean, the people you meet and stuff. I mean, hopefully he's not doing that to everybody that gets in the car.
I hope he is.
All of a sudden you get in the car again, you're like, I know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
dude, you already showed me last week.
Yeah. Start singing along.
yeah, imagine that. I mean, if you did have a band, imagine that'd probably be a good way to plug it for sure, so...
I just have my band stickers all over the car, only play my band's music.
And you only Uber to your shows.
Yeah, there you go. And then the driver doesn't, or the passenger doesn't even say anything. Oh, did you say who is this? I'll tell you.
They're actually playing a show in an hour at the ready room. We should
Look under your seat. There's two tickets. Tickets right there.
I know you wanted me to drive you to the hospital, but I think this is going to be a little more...
Yeah, did you hear that? People are taking, instead of ambulance rides, they're taking Ubers.
To the hospital?
Yeah, because it's cheaper.
Oh, yeah, it's like $100 to take an ambulance.
That's more than $100.
I told you, the millennials are here to save us, right? I'm telling you that right now.
Destroy Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, and destroy Buffalo Wild Wings. Simultaneously.
I don't know what... Is that another story?
Yeah.
They're just ruining everything, man. They're just taking it down.
Don't ruin Buffalo Wild Wings for me.
You hear that out there? All right, don't do it, Shane said.
I just got a gift card for Christmas. All right. Nice.
Gotta cash it all down.
Why didn't we meet at Buffalo Wild Wings?
I was been mourning the whole time, man. But yeah, well, very cool. I thank you guys so much for doing this. It's always a great hang getting to see you guys and stuff, so... and again, Old Souls taking over 2018. We got a new record, gonna be everywhere. So, hashtag Old Souls in Japan
2018.
OSR in Japan 2018.
That's right. We're coming for you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Shane.
Cheers. Thanks, Shane, for having us.
It'd be like the Beastie Boys. So like, you gotta get like energy.
Some rhythm.
Yeah! Yeah! We up! Sorry.
Wait, what's the sentence? What are we?
Hey, we are
about?
The Old Souls Revival.
Just
and
finish.
This is rock.
Don't tell him. You just gotta say the word that would be appropriate for that part.
And this is
sentence.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Stop.
Allie's filling in for me.
Al, you're in this too. So we got six here. You ready?
Yeah.
Let me know when.
When?
Hey,
we
are
old. Souls.
Revival.
And
this
is
the Rock
Paper
Podcast
with
Sean Shane. This is making me nervous.
No, no, that's a keeper. That's great. Keep that. That is the winner.
Let's
with Sean Shane.
Sean Presley.
We have no way to get Shane's name right. We're not roughing that out. Let's do it again.
Guys, come on.
Get it together.
Oh, that's so good.
Everybody
I'm
get it together.
Over that.
You have to do it.
He can't get more awkward
go.
Than he was. We gotta leave it. We gotta leave that.
No, we can do it more awkward. We just have to go faster.
Ready?
Look,
ready?
Ripping, and then it got to him, and he had to do a sigh before everyone.
Yeah, he had to just roll his eyes and sigh.
Yeah, so.
This deserves at least three sighs. This entire situation.
Fine, fine. Look, I'm only down to do it one time. That's it. But look, let's just do whatever. Pete's announcing this one. Tell him, Pete.
We're gonna do it again.
Okay.
Hey,
we
are
the.
Damn it.
He doesn't want the in there.
Just Old Souls.
Yeah.
Okay, you're saying it wasn't me that.
Okay, right, here we go. One more time, God damn it. Get your shit together. Get your lives together, everybody.
I know the three words I have to say. Come on, let's do it.
Hey!
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.